Hi, this is an OFibs podcast and I'm Wayne Jansen. Last week I took a drive through the southern section of the electorate of Mallee. Mallee is one of the biggest electorates in Australia. It's a safe National Party seat, however, there is no incumbent after Andrew Broad announced he wouldn't be running in the wake of the Sugar Daddy affair. On the drive I stopped and spoke to quite a few people in some of the smaller towns and came away with the impression it could be a bit of a sleeper seat that gives the coalition some heartache on election night. There was a deep dissatisfaction with the government, the feeling that they've been forgotten, issues like health, education, public transport, especially in the smaller towns, and climate change. Even if climate change wasn't the first thing people mentioned, it was there in the mix and it was mentioned almost every single time. The other really big issue that people mentioned was the instability of the government. I spoke with Climate Action Independent Jason Modica, who is one of three independents running strong campaigns in that electorate.
Hey Jason, thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much for the invite, Wayne. Nice to meet you.
Oh, that's good. The first thing I want to ask you, why are you running?
I'm running because, over the 2.5, 3 years that I was on council, I realised that there was things happening in the community, particularly with water, which is pretty topical today, that the National Party members, state and federal, wouldn't really engage with. There was topics and issues that they were just really standoffish. And after all the things that went on with the Royal Commission last year and the things that were exposed in regard to maladministration and secrecy, and then the fish kills, I could not stand to try and bring more of an honest and forthright debate to the Mallee.
Okay. So in terms of the Murray-Darling Basin plan, what areas of the Murray are really impacted by that? Because it's not all of the Mallee. Mallee's huge. And there's areas that obviously are not sort of part of that puzzle.
You mean the Murray in the Mallee?
The Murray-Darling Basin plan. What areas of the Mallee are impacted by that plan?
All the river side of the electorate. And then obviously as you get further west towards South Australia, it's not as directly involved, but a lot of the farmers, particularly in the east of our electorate, feel that, even the aquifers that they do their irrigation from, they don't know specifically, but they think that if there's good water in the river, they're comfortable that their aquifers will be safe. So, and I think it's a very emotive issue. If you're not, if you're not looking after your water source, you're not showing due diligence. You're not making sure that there's continuity in the ability to farm sustainably across the board.
Yep. So you've got water as in for the river. What about rain? How's the drought in Mallee? Is that
we just spoke to a gentleman today from the St Arnaud Resource Centre, and he said that they got a minimal crop last year, and if they don't get rain in the next week and a half, they're very concerned for what's going to happen. So the drought that sort of kicked in a broad acreage sense 2 years ago is going to kick in even harder, and then with the water drought, the drought in the river on the top of that, which may come next year, allocations will be cut. The whole of the Mallee will begin to struggle, because we all know that if farming goes well in this region, everybody does well. So they both concern me greatly.
Yeah, so water's a big issue, like both in terms of the Murray and also.
Yeah.
So flowing on from that, climate change. I've said in a previous interview, I've noticed a big shift from when I moved into the Indi electorate in the attitude of farmers to climate change.
Yeah.
How are farmers with climate change these days?
I think they're predominantly adopters. They make sure their soils are healthy. They understand that with less rain, you have to be more dynamic and make sure that everything is in place. They understand that the seasons are changing. They understand that the summers are longer. So they're doing what they can to stay and do the thing that they love. It's just becoming particularly difficult if we do have protracted heat waves or, 5 years of drought or 8 years of drought. It's clearly there and people are responding to it. I think there was minimal rainfall in Mildura last year, in and around Mildura and Robinvale, and I think one large company that grew wine grapes was about 30% down in their production because they didn't get their 250 millimetres of rain a year. They only got 140. So it just reduces what you can earn in response to that, and that just puts pressure back on your bottom line.
And for the croppers, I know that around my area, the croppers didn't get any seed, and everything got sold off for hay.
Well, in the end, when there's a shortage somewhere, the traditional or the way things are usually, business is usually done, it changes. Because if there's a premium price, usually you'll take it somewhere else to get that little bit more.
Okay, so apart from climate change, what other issues are there in Mallee?
Oh, there's heaps, mate. Education, health, energy transition, which works in with climate change, but it's about, you know, if we had a plan that was started 10 years ago when there was a carbon tax, we may well have been able to transition the energy, the region to be a net producer of energy already rather than importing. So that's important to me. Health is a massive one, you know, and asset renewal for small councils. You know, there's councils around here that only have 4,000 people on a rate base, and most of their money comes from federal and state governments. So, you know, how do we encourage those governments to look at our regions with a broader scope and say, what can we bring to these communities to sustain them and hopefully make them grow? A decent look at decentralisation. I think Cathy McGowan, you said you're in Indosh. The last thing that she did in the Parliament was call for a white paper on rural Australia. Now, I can't believe we've waited this long for one.
I think she's been calling for that for a while, actually.
I've just picked up on it, and I think it's a wonderful thing. But to me, it's how to really look at decentralisation. How do we bring the services up to a level that may have been there in the past? You know, we've had 30 years of economic growth in Australia, yet our ability to access education and health are probably, it's more difficult than ever before, as towns like Mildura and Swan Hill have grown as well. So
Cathy's, you just mentioned Cathy McGowan, her integrity bills, you know about those?
I've heard about them, but I don't know a hell of a lot about them.
Okay. I was going to ask you if you'd support them.
ICAC?
Yeah, very essentially.
Much so.
Well, her bills are two parts. So there's one that's, you know, it's an integrity bill, kind of like an ICAC. Yeah. The other one specifically for politicians.
Yeah.
Which also includes somebody in the parliament that they can go to and say, well, I'm not sure if I should do this. And someone who can advise them on it.
Well, look, we have a governance officer at council. I think it's a very important thing that you know what the laws are. You know that there's somewhere to go to if you believe or someone's suggesting that you might be crossing into the grey area. And another reason that I ran is because people are so disoriented with the integrity of politicians. So Cathy's bills sound amazing.
Yeah. So you're up for an ICAC?
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, if you don't have regulation, what do you have? You know, you've got to have a point where you can go and there's an arbiter that says that's either right or wrong. There's always a grey area there, obviously, but you need to know where you sit so you can make the best decision for your community and electorate.
Yeah. Okay. And what are people on the ground saying to you in terms of, well, obviously issues, but also other candidates, other parties?
I think one of the really interesting things is the disengagement. A lot of people have originally said, oh, you don't want to talk to me about politics. So, well, I won't stop, you know. And I said, well, I do need to talk to you. You know, Australians usually are pretty reluctant to give an opinion until you give them that time and then they sort of open up. I think most of rural Australia is ripe for change because that 30 years of economic growth has kind of been focused towards the cities rather than the big rural centres. And people are saying, oh, it's great to see three or four independent candidates. It's great to see someone from the Science Party. It's great to see these other people putting their hand up, because if we can lift the level of our political debate, everybody benefits. What's our civic duty as people who have a right to vote? I think the politicians have got themselves a bad name because they've isolated what their debate is rather than going out into the community and saying, what is it that really bothers you? You know, what drives you crazy about our political system? And maybe people aren't getting heard, but we're so trained to just receive that political answer, that we wear it rather than going, no, that's not good enough. I'm not happy with that answer.
So how engaged is the electorate? Like, I guess a good sign of that is how popular are the candidate forums?
Oh, look, we had a wonderful, the 350.org forum in Mildura went very, very well.
350?
No, it was called the 350.
Oh, 350.org. Yeah, I know, 350.org.
And it was attended by all the...
climate change.
Yeah, all the independents and the National Party candidate. I think there was 90 people. There was eight of us at Nil the other day, which was quite amazing in the Nil town hall, which was beautiful. And I think about 90 as well. And there's another five forums coming up over the next 3 weeks. So I think people are beginning to engage now because the election proper is on. And because there's so many of us out there, there's 10 candidates or 11 announced. I don't know whether they'll get on the ballot. But that's actually making people respond to those questions about your civic duty because you've got the vote, what you think of your politics. It's actually our role in the end to be informed and select the government we want. We don't have to vote in the same way that we've always voted. It's actually our right to choose. That's what democracy's about.
So Mallee's huge.
Don't tell me it's huge. I know it's huge.
It's not the biggest in Australia, but it's got to be one of the biggest.
It's 12th, I think, the 12th biggest.
It's just massive. Mm. So how do you handle campaigning in such a big electorate? Because it's really hard to get around it.
I think I've said it over and over again. It's like walking slowly into a dark hallway. Just don't move too fast, and you should be all right. Well, no, I've had great support and volunteer staff who have set up my calendar, who have set up meetings like I'm having with you today, and we just tick off places that we've been and try and get back to places a couple of times. But it's not until now, when there's only 3.5 weeks to go, you realise that it is a huge electorate, and there's parts of it that we probably won't get an intimate knowledge or understanding of. But then there's always social media, traditional press, and television if the time comes. So just get out, try and get out there as best you can.
So, how many volunteers have you got?
I think we've the last, and I wouldn't know off the top of my head, but we had a meeting about core flutes and information cards the other day, and I think there was 40 of us there. And I think there's more, because you know what it's like when you're a volunteer. Some can do it Tuesday, some can do it every day, some can do it Friday afternoon. So well over 50, I think.
So if people want to volunteer, how do they?
They can jump on Jason Modica Independent and the Facebook page, or just Google up Jason Modica Independent and scroll down the screen to the volunteering and get in contact with us. We'd love to hear from you and just encourage people to participate in this very cherished democracy that we've got.
And finances, how are you going for campaign funds?
We've done okay. We've had some donations, and we've put in money ourselves. And once again, volunteers help not only with their time, but they put in small amounts. And we've been lucky enough to have enough to get to this point in time, and we've still got more to go. So
are you taking contributions on your website?
Yes.
Yeah. So people can go to your website.
You can go to the website and do a donation. I didn't realise you were getting that. Yes, you can. You can go and you can volunteer or donate or just give some feedback. We'll appreciate any form of communication at this stage, because it's so integral to generating that debate that we need in regions like Mallee.
And the more voices in there, the better.
Yeah, very much so. And I think that's one thing that I would push as well, is that, if you're thoughtful and considered and you're willing to engage, we can all have a good discussion regardless if we agree or not in the end.
Yeah. So. Okay. Thank you.
Cool.